From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Thursday, July 23rd, and here are today's stories. Events can be great for the economies of rural communities. They can also be logistical challenges for small regional services. That includes the City of Faith, which is planning on its largest event at the start of next month. CJ Keene has more.
Be it the motorcycle rally in Sturgis, Jack's game day in Brookings, or a special session in Pierre, events always bring people and money to every corner of the state, but they can also create challenges when managing them. The Faith Stock Show and Rodeo is a marquee event for the community of about 400. While the community's iconic drive-in burger place may enjoy the extra revenue, Mayor Levi Hafner says it takes a village to keep everyone safe, especially when the population triples or even quadruples for the show.
Oh, I'd say a couple thousand, pretty easy. You know, family comes back that moved away, take in the whole festivities over 3 days, 4 days.
With essential resources like EMS, police, and fire stretched thin, even in the state's largest cities, that means regional cooperation is a must.
Over years, it's been, I wouldn't say perfected, but improved. We trade help with other local towns when they have their celebration, so then we don't really have to hire. Our chief of police goes and helps them. They come help us. Our chief of police, Mike Walters, does a great job of organizing everything, keeping everyone safe, but having fun at the same time.
While that effort may come at the cost of a logistical headache, what it means for the local economy is worth it for Hafner.
It's getting harder for local businesses to keep going. It's easier with the internet and ordering. So you get people in, they spend money, it circulates, everything comes back. It's huge for our businesses. They look forward to it. It's a big deal for everyone, all involved, and it keeps circulating the money in town.
The Faith Stock Show and Rodeo runs from August 5th to the 9th. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Faith.
Authorities say a multi-agency law enforcement operation led to over a dozen arrests involving drug trafficking in South Dakota. U.S. Attorney Ron Parsons says it's part of Operation Take Back America, a nationwide effort to crack down on violent crime. Investigators say it targeted a multi-state operation that trafficked cocaine into western South Dakota, including the Pine Ridge Reservation. Authorities made 14 arrests while seizing 37 firearms and over 10 pounds of cocaine. Most of those arrested are from Rapid City or Pine Ridge. Three are from Colorado. Several agencies were involved, including the FBI, the State National Guard, the Highway Patrol, Rapid City Police, and Oglala Sioux Tribal Authorities. Former South Dakota State Treasurer Dave Volk has died. He was the longest-serving treasurer in state history and was involved in state government for over 30 years, according to the SODAC governor's website. At 25 years old, Volk was the youngest person at the time elected to statewide public office. He also served as the Commissioner of School and Public Lands, and later as the Secretary of Commerce and Regulation. Volk was a Vietnam veteran and received the Bronze Star and Army Commendation Medal. He also wrote about his wartime experiences and co-authored a series of children's books. Volk died Friday at the age of 79. The South Dakota State Fair Foundation is launching a fundraiser for upgrades to the fairground's swine barn. It's called the Hog Wild for a Better Barn campaign. They hope to buy 450 new hog pens for the barn. They'll be used by 4-H, FFA, and other organizations. Fair officials say new pens are needed for safety and usability for both exhibitors and the animals. The fundraising goal for the campaign is $240,000. As gravel biking becomes a hot trend nationally, South Dakota could be a state to benefit. Jackson Dirks reports.
According to Cycling Weekly, a popular cycling publication among bikers, gravel bicycling and riding is one of the fastest growing ways to cycle. The publication says that it's no longer a niche hobby and is now an entire genre of cycling that attracts the world's best to races around the world. South Dakota is hoping to hop on and ride the trend. A series called the Grasslands Triple Crown is in its second year, combining three different races across Fort Pierre, Lemon, and Wall, South Dakota. Other efforts at the state level are pushing to make South Dakota and its diversity of views and landscapes part of the conversation. Caitlin Svensson is Global Public Relations and Content Services Senior Director at Travel South Dakota. She says Travel South Dakota is paying close attention to gravel biking, especially considering the state is known as a rural destination.
Hopping on these trends that are happening nationally is, of course, super fitting, but something like gravel biking is so fun because it's just such a natural fit for us. It's not something that we have to go and overtly produce huge sets of trails, but simultaneously, we have communities across the state producing incredible trails. So it's this really unique combination and an opportunity for South Dakota to capitalize on.
She adds that Travel South Dakota is in the second year of an initiative called the Destination Development Program. The initiative looks to develop areas around the state by creating or improving things visitors can see, do, and experience.
We're working with Wessington Springs currently, and they are working on trail development. And I know that some recent applicants for the upcoming program likely had trail development in theirs as well, just because that continues to be a way to both enhance the quality of life of our own citizens and also be a star for visitors to consider visiting their destination.
Svensson says the state is also looking at other partnerships to continue its growth to reach a global audience and attract them to South Dakota. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks.
Mayor Christine Erickson shares her early administration goals with the city of Sioux Falls following her first few days in office. Erickson became mayor after a historically close election. She says the nature of the election showed her people want their voices to be heard, and she wants to listen to them. While she's not turning away from her campaign goals, like public safety and youth literacy, she says her attention is on understanding what the people of Sioux Falls want.
I've really pivoted a lot from, you know, I have a vision and I have a plan of things that are important to me, and I'm happy to share some of those. But what's important for me is to bring the public alongside. With it being that close of a vote, we know that people want their voices heard. And so I want to communicate more with the public. I want to hear more from you and identifying some of those things.
Erickson says she is currently focused on her upcoming budget address on July 30th and understanding the role of each department within the city. A lawsuit filed against the U.S. Marshals Service after the shooting and death of a man on the Yankton Indian Reservation has been dismissed. It stems from an incident in November of 2024, just north of Wagner. Authorities say 23-year-old Xander Zephyr was fatally shot after marshals tried arresting him on an outstanding warrant. South Dakota News Watch reports Zephyr's family filed a lawsuit, alleging his constitutional rights had been violated. The lawsuit argued the marshals used excessive force and failed to coordinate with tribal authorities. That case has now been dismissed without prejudice. An angler catches a record-breaking fish in southeast South Dakota. Jake Backman set a new state record for pumpkin seed sunfish. The catch weighed in at 1 pound. He caught it in Wall Lake, just west of Sioux Falls. That's according to South Dakota Game Fish and Parks. Pumpkin seed sunfish are a smaller fish and generally grow to be about 6 inches long. This is the first new state fishing record to fall in 2026, according to the Game Fish and Parks website. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.